From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Osier. Missouri higher education will receive more funding under a tentative budget agreement. At a budget conference committee meeting yesterday, lawmakers agreed to add $1 million in core funding to colleges like the University of Central Missouri, Southeast Missouri State University, and Lincoln University. The budget also includes $10 million for the UM Precision Medicine Initiative. In a change from previous years, universities will be able to give in-state tuitions to students who are undocumented immigrants. Senator Jason Holzman supports the change.
As a former high school teacher, I taught many of them in the inner city of Kansas City for 5 years before I became an elected official in the Missouri House. Mm-hmm. These kids are as American as anybody else without a piece of paper that says so.
The budget goes to both the Senate and House for one final vote before being sent to the governor. The deadline to pass the budget is this Friday. Missouri's auditor wants to know whether it's okay for the governor's office to claim First Amendment rights to redact certain pieces of information from public records. Erica Hunzinger has more on the auditor's request.
When Governor Mike Parson took office in the wake of the scandal surrounding then-Governor Eric Greitens, he pledged transparency. But in late April, a spokesman told the Kansas City Star that the governor's office was redacting phone numbers and addresses of private citizens from public records, saying he believed the office had the authority to do so. Now, State Auditor Nicole Galloway is requesting that the Attorney General weigh in. The Democrat is looking to find out whether it's appropriate to redact information that could show lobbying efforts. Galloway also says there should be, quote, no confusion on how the Sunshine Law is applied. It isn't clear how long it'll take Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt to respond. I'm Erica Hunzinger.
The Missouri House and Senate have come to a tentative agreement on funding for Governor Mike Parson's plan to repair over 200 state bridges. At a conference committee on budget yesterday, lawmakers agreed to a $301 million bond plan and $50 million in general revenue spending. The bond spending would be triggered if Missouri receives federal grant money to help with the projects. Senator Lincoln Huff says he supports the agreements, but he doesn't want the legislature to use general revenue next year on bridge repair.
I think we need to do our jobs, quite frankly, in this General Assembly, and we need to look at a real long-term solution that addresses this critical infrastructure in our state.
Among the projects that would be funded is the I-70 bridge at Rocheport. The budget will go through one final vote in both the House and Senate before being sent to the governor, and the deadline to pass the budget is this Friday. After another period of heavy rain, Midwestern rivers are flooding, and with more rain in the forecast, the National Weather Service expects a spike in water levels in many places. 3 inches or more of rain are expected to come through parts of the central U.S. This will make flooding even worse for already flooding rivers like the Mississippi and Missouri. The Weather Service said yesterday it expects the Missouri and Illinois rivers in particular to be affected by the rain. The Missouri River is expected to rise by about 5.5 feet by Sunday at Boonville. The new crest will mostly affect farmland and cause further road closures. I'm Sam Osier, KBIA News, Columbia.